Hello, Marco. Welcome to Dance World, a program that talks about rock music and history of rock. The first question is about rock music now. How do you see rock music these days?
Well, you know, usually rock music has always been the same if people play it with passion and with their hearts. It's just the industry that dictated it for a while, but that went away, so people are able to speak freely and release stuff. So you can find, you know, good music on your own. So there's always, you know, good music around, good rock music around. In the 70s it has been Zeppelin, Queen. In the 80s it has been, well, you know, if you want, Police, you know, even though they had another influence, but they were a trio, a power trio. You know, in the 90s we had Helmet and bands like that, you know, really cool stuff, Alice in Chains. And, well, you know, and the good bands survived. Like, you know, Led Zeppelin played the O2 Arena and sold it out big time. Big time, actually. So, here we go. Rock music lives.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. Another question is about you. You are an excellent drummer. I would like to know how many hours do you practice a day when you are not in tour, for example?
Well, I try to get something around 2 to 3 hours playing time drums, and another 2 to 3 hours, maybe even more, composing music at home and writing, playing guitar and arranging songs. So that's my average day. So usually people go to work. Well, I do this. So that's my work schedule.
Okay, it's great. And what about rock drummer? Which characteristic do you think he must have, first of all?
Groove, big time, groove, dynamics, musicality, like space, and attitude, like an own style. That's what I really appreciate.
Yeah, that's great.
It's tough to me to say it because I did just a Led Zeppelin tribute, but I was paying tribute to one of, you know, the greatest rock drummers, basically. So that's fun. Just seeing how he, for example, played, like Bonham, everybody thought he was, like, hitting the drums very hard. Actually, he wasn't. He was playing very well balanced. That's why it sounded so big and groovy and had a lot of space. So, well, but I came with a double pedal. I cheated, you know, a lot. And I didn't cheat. I did basically my own thing in that one, my own interpretation of Zeppelin songs, but I stuck to the most important parts.
Okay, thank you. Another question is about Led Zeppelin. They are very important group for the history of rock. What do you feel when you play a Led Zeppelin song, and which is your favorite Led Zeppelin song?
Wow, well, Zeppelin, that goes back to my childhood. So my first bands I listened to, my father, my dad, he always liked Zeppelin and Queen, you know, and bands like that, Jethro Tull, and but also Buddy Rich Big Band. But Zeppelin, okay, let's stick to Zeppelin. My favorite album, probably, sorry man, would be probably Houses of the Holy, because every song is great, and the sound is still up to date, it's fantastic. And my favorite Zeppelin song would probably... Either way, The Ocean or The Wanton Song. Maybe The Wanton Song.
Yeah, there are so many songs, so...
They're all good. Like, you know, this is like if you have, like, a star chef who prepares, like, a killer meal, and then he asks you if you like the sushi or the filet steak better, you know, and you say, like, I don't know, they're both good, you know.
It's not easy. Okay.
Like, you know, who do you like better, your mom or your father, you know?
The other song is about your career. You worked with many important artists, like Paul Gilbert, for example. Could you tell something about your experience with this artist?
With Paul?
Yeah.
Or with other people there? Yeah. Well, Paul is pretty much a rock guitar player, and a lot of facility going on. Very great. Good guy. One of my favorite players I work with is Mike Keneally, guitar player from Frank Zappa. He's amazing. That's probably my favorite, one of my favorite players I ever worked with. And I did actually a few things. The Buddy Rich Big Band, I had these guys. So that's not a rock band. I had the band called H-Blocks years ago, 10 years ago. They were pretty big in Europe, but that was not too much fun. I really didn't like the music that much. Plus, you know, there were a bunch of weird guys. So I'm happy to be actually away from that thing. I toured with Necrophagist, a speed metal band from Germany. In Turkey. Very good band. Very, very good band. Speed metal band last year. So that was a great experience because a lot of energy and like a different crowd. I like I like to experience like different, you know, different audiences. You know, like sometimes it just appear on a jazz gig, and I'm doing actually UK, the reincarnation of UK. It's called UKZ. We have Trey Gunn on bass, and it's Eddie Jobson on keyboards. Well, he is the band, and Alex Mahacek on guitar, Aaron Lippert on vocals, and myself on drums. And we do a kind of a UK new formation. So we have our first gig in New York next year, in January, and there's a new record coming out. So yeah, that's the stuff what's going on right now. So there's a lot to do.
Hey, you're working so much, so.
Well, it's fun.
Another question about your work when you record, for example, with some artists. They ask you something special, or they give you some space?
Well, most of the time I get people that leave me space because they know who they expect. I must say, fortunate enough that people come to me because they want a specific style. And but yeah, when I work in my studio, I'd like to have a lot of headroom. And I'm working on a new project, by the way, on a new CD, which is called Sorry and Thank You. And it's the band name is S&M, but it stands for Shiloh and Marco. And this is a girl I work with. She's from Canada, and she's very young and very beautiful and very talented. And she can sing and writes great songs, and we do a contribution together. It's coming out next year. So check it out.
So a perfect music partner.
It's pretty good. That's the ultimate freedom kind of thing. It's fantastic.
Okay, Marco Mineman, thank you so much. And I hope to see you again in Italy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll be around all the time because Italy is one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.